Several years ago, I was introduced to a theme in Christian living that I've become committed to just letting it be a part of my life, committed to sharing with others, that they too might perhaps grow from it in the ways that I have. This theme that I'm talking about is a theme of journeying. You see, in life, like, there are so many different avenues which we all encounter, we all face, so many different modes of living that we all face. When we come to Jesus Christ, we encounter a new mode, or a new way, a new avenue, and we embark on a journey. We begin to travel with Christ. And part of what I'd like to share with you in this is that the journey that I've come to encounter in Jesus Christ, and the journey that we all encounter with Him, is not always so much of a physical journey, but more of a spiritual type of journey, where we encounter spiritual side roads, spiritual dangers. We encounter things along our way which may be distracting to us if we do not always stay on the main road. You know, you look at a road map and you've got interstates with large four lanes, and then you've got little intersections you get off on, and you may not always know where these little side roads go to. They may be dead end roads. They may not go anywhere in particular. And you might never get to your destination in your journey if you keep going off on side roads. This reason I shared the passages from Romans and from Galatians is very much because these have been passages that have helped keep me on that main road. They serve as checkpoints for each of us to begin to check each step of the way to see, what about this road, Lord? Is this one the one I'm supposed to take? How about this one? What dangers stand here? When I think in terms of, you know, of being a living sacrifice for Jesus Christ, this means for me to stop and check every point of my life with Him to see if I'm on that main road and giving every total bit of myself. When it says in Galatians that it was for freedom that Christ set us free, and therefore keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery, this admonishment is one which admonishes us not to be subject to these side roads, to these distractions, but to stay true on the main path. I've I want you to think, as you consider these things, the words of a song which I'll read to you in closing, and then I want us to take the last verse of this song, or the chorus of this song, and use it as our closing prayer. But this song, written by Cynthia Clawson, is one which expresses a great deal about this journey, about this main road that I've been talking about. And I'd like for you to really think about this as you hear the words. I'm making a journey, Lord, the greatest journey of all. My steps may fail, Lord, so please don't let me fall. The way is narrow, Lord, and sometimes I feel alone. And when my heart fears, Lord, I softly pray this song. Give me the heart to be pure. Give me the faith to be sure. Give me the strength to endure all of my tribulations. I need some courage, Lord, to make it just one more mile. I want to hold your hand. I want to see your smile. I want you to join with me now as we read the last chorus. Lord, give me the heart to be pure. Give me the faith to be sure. Give me the strength to endure all of my tribulations. As we go today, and as we close, keep in mind the idea of journeying down the main road with Jesus Christ. Keep in mind the theme of having Him guide you every step of the way. Keep in mind the idea of being a living sacrifice, presenting yourself to Him totally as a holy sacrifice. Amen.